It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
As we deep dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home, Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle, and good morning to our listeners. It's always a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
Well, today, the topic, the top 10 tips for buyers to make winning offers.
Yes, I'm excited to talk about this, especially when we're seeing interest rates dip this week. It's the lowest interest rate since December, so we're expecting more buyers to come in the market. It's a very competitive real estate market.
So what do people need to know?
Yep. Number one, this is really important. Use a reputable local mortgage lender. A lot of times we're seeing offers come in from online mortgage companies that we don't know what their experience is. So listing agents a lot of the time will verify the mortgage lender and pre-approval letter. And if the listing agent is experienced, they're going to know a lot of the local lenders. So use one of these lenders. The listing agent will likely share that information with the sellers.
That's where having the local connections and really, honestly, a local level of trust will make a difference.
That's exactly right. It's going to make your deal a lot smoother for all parties involved.
All right. I feel like I should have a bell here. Number two,
have your lender pre-underwrite your loan. So what this means is that what we see is the mortgage loan process is always at risk of sabotaging deals. Buyers may not disclose negative financial details later until they're discovered in the underwriting process. So this is a concern for listing agents and sellers. But when you get your loan pre-underwritten, everything is already signed off, checked off. All you got to do is find that house and get the appraisal. So no flags will come up.
Now, one of the other things is being ready to go at any time. Talk about number three.
Yeah, number three, be the first to view and submit an offer, right? So if you're a buyer out there, don't wait till the weekend to come see this house when everyone else is looking at it. So get in there quickly. A lot of times people want to wait till Friday. If that house goes live, go see it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Get your offer in before everyone else does.
And I'm sure there are people that wish they would have done that.
Yes, there is, especially when it's hard for people to make decisions sometimes, and then they wait till Friday, and then they want to make the offer, and it goes in at 5, and everyone else is doing it, and then the seller's like, oh, I have 3 showings scheduled for Saturday. I want to wait to see how the weekend goes before I make a decision on this.
Yeah, and number 4 really ties into experience, which is a big deal.
Yes, use an experienced realtor, right? You don't want to miss out on good homes for many months. Instead, choose an agent who is closing transactions monthly and knows the current market well. And some of these realtors can even help you find homes that are not listed on the market.
Now, and that is, having that insight is really good. Talk about earnest money and what people should do.
Yeah, earnest money. Number 5, offer more earnest money. So earnest money is offered with the sales contract to help the seller justify taking their house off the market. It proves that the buyer earnestly wants to purchase the property beyond the contract alone, right? So you can show strong intent if you offer more than the requested amount of earnest money. In this area, you know, we're typically seeing between 1% to 2% above the sales price for earnest money. It does not mean that you waive all your contingencies if the deal does not, you know, you'll still get your earnest money if the deal doesn't close based on your contingencies, but it shows serious intent to buy, pushing your offer above others that are less serious.
Another one probably ties into the amount of your down payment.
Yes, if you can show a larger down payment, and sometimes I've seen this on offers where I've asked buyer agents, well, how much money is your client putting down? And I get some responses that say, well, why does that matter? Well, here's why it does matter. So when sellers review contracts from buyers, they consider the down payment as a sign of financial strength. So buyers putting more cash down have more money in the bank to access. Low appraisal value or expensive repair costs are less likely to sabotage a deal if the buyer has more cash. So if you're putting the cash down, make sure it shows up on your offer. It's going to show the seller that you're financially secure.
Now, sometimes when people do offers, they kind of make them too complicated.
Exactly. This is number 7. Keep your offer clean and simple. So you know what? I've seen more additional information written into contracts than ever, but the practice of writing further details into a contract can keep an offer from being considered. So, you know, just keep it clean and simple. It's going to show that the buyer has flexibility. And if you have too many details, it may make your offer appear challenging to work with.
And you mentioned flexibility. That's really important if you're a buyer.
Yep. Position yourself to be flexible, right? To meet the seller's unique demands. Every seller has different needs. So if you're positioned to move fast and meet their request, you can beat other competing buyers.
And what about vacant homes in closing?
Yeah, so this is important. Close extra fast on vacant homes. If you're making an offer on a vacant home, the seller will want to close as soon as possible. No one wants a vacant home sitting empty for very long.
And, of course, sometimes it ties into whether you're leaving a home or all of that. There's a lot of factors there, but being ready to move quickly always seems to make a difference. What else do people need to know?
Yes, you might also consider making an escalation clause. So an escalation clause states that the buyers will escalate their offer above the highest sales price submitted if there's competing offers, right? So your offer price is going to be automatically escalated without needing to amend the contract up to the set point that you designate. And this can help you win a bidding war.
Now, some people are probably reluctant to do that, though.
Yes, it's kind of reluctant, but, you know, they got to weigh the cost of, hey, do I need to spend another 6 to 9 months finding a house? Or am I, if you know, hanging on to this for the long term, if I'm not planning on moving, the price you pay today is going to be irrelevant because the market is going to keep moving up.
All right. A lot of good information there for listeners. Now let's talk about the local real estate update for this week.
Yeah. So here's a weekly update for the last 7 days. Coming soon, new listings, zero. Nothing's coming soon. So check out the new listings, though. We had 20 listings come on the market. Kind of a slow week for new listings. It's down from 59 from the previous week. Back on the market, we saw 13 listings come back on the market. There's no bumpable pending sales right now. We did see a short sale pending this week. Price changes, 31. It's down from 61 from the previous week. Pending sales also dropped, 23, down from 39. Sold properties holding steady in the mid-20s. We had 25 for the week. And 16 listings expired this week. Of course, it was the first of the month. We typically see a lot of expireds come on the first of the month.
And do you sometimes see the numbers come down a little bit just based on the percentage of people that are taking vacations right now?
You know, it could just be a busy month for people going on vacations. We've seen a lot of weddings, vacations, travel. So, yes, definitely. But also a lot of activity. We're going to see that frenzy of people try to get closed before summer ends.
Yeah, and before school starts.
Exactly.
Yeah, big factor there. Well, I see a lot of interesting listings out there.
Yeah, Shadow Ranch. This is a steady sales in here, $82,990. And you can have a 1,500-square-foot home in a park. This is one of the newer ones, 1986, that's been remodeled. And I'm going to jump to this property at 3745 Reston Road. Looks really interesting. It's on 28 acres, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, just under 2,400 square feet for $600,000. Looks like it's in nature, wildlife, with ponds.
Well, if you want peace and quiet, this is it.
And it does have Douglas Fastnet, so you have fiber connectivity out in the rural area.
Very good, and that's not always the case everywhere, so good to know. What else do we have?
You know, this property at 825 Old Garden Valley, I sold this property back in 2021 for $975,000. This property just took a $100,000 price drop. It's down to $899,999, 4,200 square feet, 5 acres, awesome views of Garden Valley. It is fully updated. It's a beautiful house, and it's a steal at this price.
All right. We're already out of time. If people want to get connected with you guys, how do they do that?
Definitely. You can always call or text us at 541-371-5500, and you can visit us online at marygilbert.com.
All right. Local Real Estate Today with Mary Gilbert. Thanks for coming in. 8:59, that wraps up the morning report for today. Back with more local news and information at noon. KQEN News Time is 9 o'clock.